The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 6, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 30th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, The Process of Creation, Text Number 5.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Rajovacha
Samichinam Vacho Brahman
Samichinam Vacho Brahman
Sarvagyasya Tavanagha
Sarvagyasya Tavanagha
Tamo Vishiryate
Mahyam
Hare Katha Yatha Katham
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmana, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance. For you are narrating the topics of the Lord. The practical experience of Maharaj Parikshit is disclosed herein, revealing that transcendental topics of the Lord act like injections when received by the sincere devotee from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. In other words, reception of the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men, heard by a karma kandiya audience, never acts miraculously as stated here. Devotional hearing of the messages of the Lord is not like hearing ordinary topics. Therefore, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer by experience of the gradual disappearance of ignorance. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashanti mahatmanah. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. When a hungry man is given food to eat, he feels satiation of hunger and the pleasure of dining simultaneously. Thus, he does not have to ask whether he has actually been fed or not. The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadhamayam dadati svapadandikam.
So, this is the most wonderful verse and purport describing this process of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Така, това е един много прекрасен стих и коментар, които описват процеса на слушане на Шримад Бхагаватам.
There are two types of hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Има два вида слушане на Шримад Бхагаватам.
One is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges.
Единият е да се слуша Шримад Бхагаватам от личност, която е съвършено освободена от всички материални замърсявания.
And the other method mentioned here is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men who are trying to earn a livelihood by reciting the Bhagavatam.
И другият начин за слушане на Шримад Бхагаватам е той да се слуша от професионални разказвачи, които си изкарват прехраната с цитирането на Бхагаватам.
If we are fortunate to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges,
ако ние сме щастието да слушаме Шримад Бхагаватам от личност, която е напълно освободена от материални замърсявания.
Just as we are now doing by reading the purport of Srila Prabhupada.
Както в момента ние правим това, като четем коментарите на Шрила Прабхупада.
That hearing will act miraculously upon us to awaken the dormant love of God within our hearts.
Това слушане ще има чудотворно въздействие върху нас и ще събуди спящата любов към Бога в сърцата ни.
But if we hear from the professional men,
но ако слушаме от професионални разказвачи,
just as milk touched by the lips of serpents has a poisonous effect,
както млякото докоснато от езика на змията има отровен ефект,
we will actually be polluted by such so-called hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Резултатът ще бъде, че ние ще бъдем замърсени от така нареченото слушане на Шримад Бхагаватам.
So we must always take care to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from those persons who are completely uncontaminated by material tinges.
Затова ние трябва да сме внимателни винаги да слушаме Шримад Бхагаватам от личности, които са напълно освободени от материални замърсявания.
Шрила Прабхупада explains that hearing, devotional hearing of this message,
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че слушането на това послание с преданост
will bring about a tangible experience in the heart of the hearer.
Ще доведе до едно осезаемо усещане в сърцето на слушателя.
And what will be that experience?
И какво ще бъде това усещане?
The hearer will actually experience how there is a gradual disappearance of the ignorance within his heart.
Слушателят постепенно ще изпитва как постепенно невежеството от сърцето изчезва.
Of course, not only does the speaker have to be qualified.
Разбира се, не само този, който говори, трябва да е квалифициран.
The hearer also must be qualified.
Но също така и тези, които слушат, трябва да са квалифицирани.
Just like when there is a man and a woman.
Точно както има мъж и жена.
And they want to have a child. The man must be sexually potent.
Мъжът трябва да е сексуално потентен.
And the woman also must be sexually potent.
Също се отнася и за жената.
And then there will be a child.
И тогава от комбинацията ще има дете.
If either the man or the woman is not sexually potent,
ако мъжът или жената не са сексуално потентни,
there will be no child.
Няма да има дете.
So the speaker must be potent.
Така че този, който говори, трябва да е.
And the hearer also must be potent.
И също така този, който слуша, трябва да е квалифициран.
And then love of God will be the result.
И тогава резултатът ще бъде любов към Бога.
Therefore, when we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam,
затова когато слушаме Шримад Бхагаватам,
as we discussed yesterday,
както вчера дискутирахме,
we have to pull out all the filters.
Ние трябва да отстраним всички филтри.
We can't have the tamagun filter, the rajagun filter or the sattvagun filter in the way.
Трябва да махнем от пътя си филтрите на тамо, раджо и сатвагун.
We have to be completely 100% in the mood of submissive oral reception.
Ние трябва да сме напълно 100% в настроението на покорно слушане.
Not that we sit there in the class and make a show of hearing and, you know, it goes in one ear and it comes out the other ear, you know.
Не така, че стоиме просто на лекцията и правиме шоу, че слушаме, обаче ни влиза посланието през едното, хой излиза през другото.
It has to be taken deeply in through the ears and deeply into the heart. Deep, deep, deep into the heart.
То трябва да бъде поето през ушите и след това да бъде прието навътре, дълбоко в сърцето.
You may buy some very proper medicine.
Вие може да си купите някакво много подходящо лекарство.
But if you do not follow directions on the label,
Но ако не следвате насоките, които са дадени на етикета,
you will not get the result.
Няма да получите резултат.
So, we are dispensing a medicine.
И така ние раздаваме едно лекарство.
It is a special type of ointment.
Това е един специален тип такъв мехлем.
It is called Prem Anjana.
Нарича се Prem Anjana.
The ointment of love of God.
Или мехлема елея на любовта към Бога.
Преманжана чорито бхакти валочанена сантакс дайва хридаешу вилокаянти ян шам шундарам чинчу гана сварупам говинда марипурушам тамахам баджами. You see, we are dispensing a very special ointment.
Ние раздаваме един много специален мехлем.
Преманжана. But you have to take it like this through the years.
Вие трябва да го приемете този мехлем през ушите.
And deeply into the heart.
И да го приемете дълбоко в сърцата си.
And then you will see how the clouds of ignorance are being removed from your consciousness.
И тогава ще видите как облаците на невежеството се
You will tangibly experience that you are indeed becoming a spiritually enlightened being.
Как облаците на невежеството се разсейват и ще изпитате как вие ставате просветлено духовно същество.
You will tangibly feel how the Krishna sun is arising within your heart.
Вие съвсем осезаемо ще усетите как слънцето на Кришна изгрява в сърцата ви.
Just like the other night, we were celebrating the appearance day of Lord Ram.
Както онази вечер ние празнувахме появяването на Бог Рама.
We had fasted all day, so we were very hungry.
Ние гладувахме цял ден, така че бяхме доста гладни.
So when you finally got the chance to honor the feast Pashadam,
и когато накрая така имахме шанса да
then you could experience, ah, now my hunger is satisfied.
Почитаме Кришна Прасада, но ние можехме да усетиме как глада ни бива удовлетворен веднага.
No one had to tell you, Prabhu, your hunger is being satisfied now.
Нямаше нужда никой да ни казва, Прабу, в момента гладът ти се отолява.
Because you were directly experiencing how the mercy of Lord Ram was taking away your hunger.
Защото вие директно изпитвахте как милостта на Бог Рама отстранява глада ви.
So in the same way that Ram Prasad took away your hunger, these transcendental topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, they will dissipate the darkness of ignorance. They act just like injections.
Те действат като едно чудотворно лекарство.
For some diseases, you just simply take one injection and then you're okay.
За някои болести вие е необходима само една инжекция и вие се чувствате добре.
You just take one treatment and then you're okay.
Минавате един сеанс на лечение и вече сте добре.
But if the disease is very, very severe,
но ако болестта е наистина много дълбока,
then you require regular daily treatments.
Тогава вие имате нужда от всекидневно лечение, редовно.
Just like I have come here with a severe hearing disorder and I am going for regular daily treatment.
Както аз дойдох тук с този проблем с ушите, който сега ходя редовно на лечение.
If the disease is very severe, then daily injections are required.
Ако болестта е много сериозна, са необходими всекидневни на месец.
So we are suffering from the most dangerous type of cancer.
Ние страдаме от най-опасния вид рак.
Bhava rog. The disease, the repetition of birth and death, you see.
Повторното се раждане и смърт.
That is the worst cancer. Bhava rog.
Това е най-лошият вид рак. Bhava rog.
So therefore we require regular daily injections.
Затова ние имаме нужда от всеки ден от такива инжекции.
To bring us out of this diseased state of consciousness.
За да излезем, да се измъкнем от това болесно състояние на съзнанието.
Therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Затова Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
I remember when Prabhupada established this daily Bhagavatam class.
Аз помня, когато Шрила Прабхупада установи тези всекидневни лекции върху Бхагаватам.
How much he emphasized the importance of this daily Bhagavatam class.
Помня си колко наблягаше той на важността на всеки ден да се чете.
He wrote many, many letters to many, many different devotees, emphasizing again and again and again the importance of this morning Bhagavatam class.
Той писа писма на много предано отдадени и отново и отново наблягайки на това колко е важно да се всеки ден да се чете.
In that time, the early 70s, this movement was growing like anything.
По това време, в началото на 70-те години, движението се разрастваше с голяма сила.
Every day people were moving into the ashrams and shaving up.
Всеки ден хора идваха в ашрамите и се бръснаха главите.
There wasn't even enough room for them. They would sleep in the stairwell.
Дори нямаше място за тях. Те спяха на стълбите.
So our movement was growing like anything.
Движението се разрастваше с огромна сила.
But a lot of devotees didn't really know what was going on.
Но повечето, много от преноданите не знаеха точно какво става.
They weren't very well trained, you see.
Не бяха много добре обучени.
So Prabhupada, he gave example.
Така Прабхупада даде следния пример.
He said, if you're boiling, he gave the example, if you're boiling down the milk to make the burfi, you see.
Той каза, ако вие варите млякото, за да получите бърфи.
He said, if you boil it and you keep adding more and more milk, then it never becomes thick.
Той каза, че ако го варите и обаче продължавате да добавяте мляко, то никога няма да се сгъсти.
So he said, boil the milk until it becomes thick and sweet.
Затова той каза, варете млякото, докато стане гъсто и сладко.
In other words, he said, it is more important to train very nicely the devotees we already have.
С други думи, той казваше, че е много важно да обучиме хубаво преноданите, които вече са.
And to keep adding more and more and more and more new devotees where nobody's trained properly, you see.
Да идват нови, които не са обучени правилно.
So that boiling the milk until it becomes thick and sweet, that was especially the Srimad Bhagavatam class.
И това варене на млякото, докато стане сладко и гъсто, това беше точно лекцията върху Шримад Бхагаватам.
This class is the training program for our devotees.
Тези лекции са програмата за обучение на нашите преноданите.
That they can learn to chant the Bhagavatam verses very nicely and sweetly.
Да се научат да повтарят стиховете от Бхагаватам много хубаво.
And they can fully understand and practically implement the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
И да могат напълно и ясно да разберат и на практика да приложат ученията на Шримад Бхагаватам.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Yes.
Чухме, че професионалният четец е като змията, която докосва млякото, но в началния етап може ли има ли опасност ние, когато четеме сами, да четеме като професионалния четец и как да се предпазим от тази опасност?
We heard that the professional speakers, when they recite Bhagavatam, it's like the milk touched by the lips of the snake. In the beginning, when we are not pure, and when we read ourselves Bhagavatam, is there any danger for us to be contaminated?
As long as you read the version of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Go Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, you'll be okay.
Докато четете коментарите на Шрила Прабхупада, всичко е наред.
Don't go outside of ISKCON to hear others speaking Bhagavatam.
Не дейте да ходите извън ИСКОН, за да слушате други, които четат Бхагаватам.
Even though sometimes they appear to be very great sadhus.
Понякога те могат да изглеждат, че са много големи саду.
We have seen that they have envy of Prabhupada.
Ние сме забелязали, че сърца си те имат завист към Прабхупада.
that the greatest acharya in the history of the world, we see that they are envious of him and they try to minimize him in different ways. So don't go outside ISKCON to hear Bhagavatam. There will be subtle contamination if you go outside to other sources to hear the Bhagavatam. So you read Prabhupada's books and you hear from the ISKCON devotees Bhagavatam, and then you will be on the safe side. Questions, Martin? Yes.
We heard about the two types of hearing Bhagavatam from pure devotee and from these professionals.
Yeah.
So what happens if we hear of someone who is not completely pure, who is in between?
Yes. We're hearing about two examples given by Prabhupada. To hear from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges, on the one hand, on the other hand, from the professional man is simply doing it to make a livelihood. So he has asked actually a very intelligent and relevant question. What if you're hearing from a person who's in between? It's like our ISKCON movement. There are so many devotees who are trying to become pure devotees, but they're not pure devotees yet. If we hear from them, then what will be the result? Sometimes when we go to the doctor's office, the doctor will have an assistant, like a nurse, who renders some of the services. Because that nurse is acting under the direction of the qualified doctor. What she is administering to the patients is actually part of the treatment given by the doctor himself. So even though she's not a fully qualified doctor, because she's acting under the instructions of the qualified doctor, therefore his potency is acting through her treatment. Just like on our movement, there is no question that anyone is on the same level of Srila Prabhupada. You see? But we see there are many, many sincere and pure-hearted devotees who are sincerely acting under Prabhupada's orders. So even though they are not on the level of Srila Prabhupada, because they are sincerely following Srila Prabhupada, doing everything under his orders, Prabhupada's Shakti is manifest through them. So, as long as that person is sincerely following Srila Prabhupada, then they will get the same benefit. This point I am making is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada himself. One devotee was walking on the beach with
Prabhupada.
And Srila Prabhupada said, whether I speak or you speak, it is the same. He said, just like a sweet ball, whether you bite on this side or whether you bite on that side, it is still the same. So Srila Prabhupada considered his disciples who were strictly following his orders. He considered that hearing from them, from his disciples, was as good as hearing from him. For example, I was with His Divine Grace in 1971 in Los Angeles. And there was a big initiation ceremony. Prabhupada was initiating many, many disciples. So who gave the lecture? Prabhupada did not give the lecture. He had His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj give the lecture. Srila Prabhupada sat there and heard the lecture also. So we have seen in this way that Srila Prabhupada has empowered His followers to transmit the full potency of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It simply requires that one is strictly following the previous acharyas. And then the previous acharyas act through the speaker. Just like that company DHL that delivers the packages. If the DHL man is honest, if he simply delivers the package without adding anything or subtracting anything from it, then the full potency of what was sent is there. Prabhupada actually said, I may be perfect, I may not be perfect. And then he said, actually, I am imperfect. But what I am giving you, that is perfect. So, Prabhupada himself taught us, the speaker may be perfect, he may not be perfect, but he is sincerely, humbly delivering the perfect message, then that is perfect. Questions more? Yeah.
He was asking about the... Yeah, he was asking about the filters of the Tamil Raju and Sattvaguna you spoke yesterday.
The filters.
Yeah, but the devotees told him that you explained in the evening lecture, so it's okay.
You didn't come to the evening lecture. So you missed the third answer. All right, we can tell him.
He said he will listen from the tape.
No, I can be happy to tell. It's very simple understanding. The sattvagun filter means you relish the philosophy like anything. Oh, this philosophy is so wonderful. I love to absorb myself in hearing this Bhagavad Gita.
Обичам да се поглъщам да слушам тази Бхагаватгита.
I can go on listening for hours in ecstasy.
Мога да продължавам да слушам часове в екстаз.
But someone says, Prabhu, Prabhu, the pots need washing. We need some service done in the temple. No, 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 no. I only hear Bhagavatam.
Но някой каже, о, Прабху, има нужда да се измият съдовете в кухнята и ти кажеш, о, не, не, аз само слушам Бхагаватам.
That's the sattva goon field too. I hear it, but I won't do. I won't render any service. Next question. Yes.
Понеже се разбра колко е важно да бъдат квалифицирани и този, който дава лекцията и слушателите. Моят въпрос е във връзка с това, че ние на нашето ниво малко или много не сме чак толкова квалифицирани и, например, един от нас, ако трябва да дава лекция, до коя глава, до коя песен на Шримад Бхагаватам би могъл да си позволи това, защото знаем, че това са различните части на тялото на Бога и нали човек трябва да е квалифициран, за да може да дава лекция. Добре, аз съм с въпроса.
Since we heard that both the speaker and the hearer must be qualified to receive the message, so he's asking, since we are not so qualified, when we speak on the Bhagavatam, to which canto we should allow ourselves to speak, because we know this, there is a gradation.
You should give a lecture series and you should start with 111.
Трябва да даваш серия, поредица от лекции, трябва да започнеш с първа песен, първа глава, първи стих.
And you should sincerely present a series of lectures and going all the way through the 12th canto.
И искрено трябва да представиш поредица от лекции и чак до 12-та песен.
Because if you sincerely and humbly present step by step through the Bhagavatam, then that will purify you, so you'll be qualified to speak the 10th canto of the time you get there.
Представяш, даваш лекции върху това, посланието на Бхагаватам, както е дадено постепенно ти, като стигнеш до 10-та песен, ти вече си квалифициран да даваш лекции върху него.
You have to sincerely take shelter of each shloka, very deeply go into the meaning of each shloka, and then you'll be qualified by the time you get to the 10th canto.
Ти трябва много искрено и дълбоко да се потопиш в смисъл на всяка една шлока и когато стигнеш до 10-та песен, вече ще си...
That is the great power of Bhagavatam.
Ще се квалифицира. Това е голямата мощ, сила на Бхагаватам.
Questions more? Yeah.
Санкаршан Прабху да обясни как при положение, че Бхагаватам е абсолютен, той действа, може да стане така, че той да действа като отрова. На какво точно се държи при положение, че неговата е абсолютен?
Could you please explain how is it that since we know that the message of Bhagavatam is absolute, so how it can become contaminated by the
message is never contaminated.
Самото послание на Шримад Бхагаватам никога не се замърсява.
But just as milk is never contaminated, but some poison can be delivered along with it.
Като млякото то също не може да се замърси, но ако се прибави отрова към него.
Similarly, Bhagavatam can have poison delivered along with it.
По същия начин посланието на Бхагаватам може да бъде предадено заедно с отрова.
You understand?
Yeah.
Next question. Yeah.
I want to ask you about Prabhupada's vision of his form. And if you can say the difference between the situation when he was in the body and the situation that is not, if there is differences in
the...
He's asking about the vision of Srila Prabhupada about ISKCON, yes. And what's the difference between the days when he were physically present and nowadays?
Difference in the state of ISKCON? Or the vision has not changed, isn't it? What is the difference in the state of ISKCON? Is that what he's asking?
In the situation, all the activities of ISKCON, they should be exactly the same, or there should be some...
Ah, okay. Should the activities be the same now as they were then?
Значи, въпросът е, каква е визията на Шрила Прабхупада за ИСКОН и дали има разлика в дейностите на ИСКОН в дните, когато Шрила Прабхупада е присъствал и сега, когато го няма.
I don't think the 9 types of bhakti have been altered since they were spoken by Prahlad Maharaj.
Дейностите си остават същите, например, тези 9 процеса на бхакти, те не са се променили още от времето на Прахлад Махарадж.
Шаванам, киртанам, вишну, смаранам, падасевенам. I think they're still the same. They were the same during the time of Prahlad Maharaj, they were the same during the time of Krishna, the same during the time of Madhavendra Puri, you know, it's the same thing. So we have to just, you know, that old time ISKCON that Prabhupada gave us, we need to keep them. There's even a song like that. Give me that old time ISKCON, give me that old time ISKCON. Give me that old time ISKCON, it's good enough for me. It was good enough for Prabhupada, it was good enough for Prabhupada. It was good enough for Prabhupada, it's good enough for me.
Тази песен се казва, върни ми този стар ISKCON, който е достатъчно добър за мен. Ако е бил достатъчно добър за Прабхупада, значи да е достатъчно добър и за мен.
So that ISKCON that Prabhupada gave us, we need to keep it exactly as it was given to us by Srila
Prabhupada.
Any attempts to modernize it, to, you know, adapt it to the new millennium, these are not very good.
Всички опити да го съвременим и да го адаптираме за новото хилядолетие,
тези са добре. Now we have to allow gay marriages, you know, because, you know, if two brahmacharis want to be husband and wife, then we have to allow them to get married, you know.
Сега може да позволяваме такива хомосексуални жени бракове, примерно ако два брамачари искат да живеят като мъж и жена, можем да им позволим.
Because everybody else is doing it, you know.
Защото всички други го правят.
So, you know, we really got to keep it the way Prabhupada gave it to us, you know.
Ние просто трябва да пазим ISKCON по начина, който Прабхупада ни го е дал.
The pure original ISKCON has to be kept.
Този чист изначален ISKCON, който ни е дал.
Prabhupada said, your disease, your American disease is you want to change.
Прабхупада казва, на вас американците болестта ви е, че искате да променяте.
You always want to change things. Do not give up this changing disease.
Вие американците винаги искате да променяте и не се отказвате от тази болест.
Prabhupada gave us the most wonderful program, deity worship.
Prabhupada ни дал най-прекрасната програма, обожание на
Божието. Japa.
Japa.
Brahma Muhurta, rising early, you see.
Ставане рано по време на Брахма Мухурта.
Tulsi worship.
Обожание на Тулси.
Vaishnava seva.
Служене на
book distribution,
книго разпространение,
farming communities,
ферми,
cow protection,
защита на кравите.
So many wonderful programs Prabhupada gave us.
Толкова много прекрасни програми ни е дал Прабхупада.
We should not think, well, Prabhupada was an old man, you know, he didn't really know.
Никой не трябва да мисли, но Прабхупада той е бил един старец.
This is the most offensive guru opera. To think that Prabhupada didn't really understand how Krishna consciousness should be practiced. He was a pious man with a good heart, but he didn't really fully understand how Krishna consciousness movement should be implemented.
Човек с добро сърце, но не е знал точно как движението за Кришна съзнание трябва да се приема.
This is the greatest offense to have this sort of mentality.
Този тип менталитет е най-голямото оскърбление.
So we must guard against this. Hatti is called Hatti Mata.
Така че ние трябва да се предпазваме от това
the mad elephant offense. If you are sowing a garden, you have a garden, you're growing some vegetables and flowers. And an elephant enters that garden. A mad elephant. Then he will trample your garden and completely destroy it. So if we make this offense against Srila Prabhupada, this movement will be completely destroyed. Therefore, whatever instructions have been given by Prabhupada, we must strictly follow those instructions. And not think that now we have a better idea, we are better than Prabhupada. We are simply fools and rascals. What do we know? Srila Prabhupada is saving us from this deep, dark hell. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan Prabhu ki jai.